it's hard for us to grasp the severity of Jesus' prediction in the beginning of today's gospel. He predicts the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. It would be kind of like us going down to Washington, D.C. and standing in front of the Capitol building and predicting the end of our republic. The temple was central to Judaism. It was the place of God's dwelling among men. Its destruction was thought to be impossible. Yet Jesus says, all that you see here, the days will come where there will not be left a stone upon another stone. And this prediction does indeed come true. In the year AD 70, the Romans level the city of Jerusalem, including the temple. And the temple is never rebuilt. On the surface, it seems that Jesus is predicting the future. But there's something much deeper going on here, a much more fundamental prediction. Jesus is foretelling a time when God's dwelling would not be in a building built by human hands, but one of living stones. A time when God would come to dwell in the temple of his creatures' souls. And this too comes to pass at the death of Jesus, when he restores humanity's friendship with God. We hear in the Gospels that when Jesus died, the curtain in the temple was torn in two. The curtain that separated the Holy of Holies, God's dwelling, from everyone else outside. And the tearing of the curtain is symbolic of God coming to be with his people. This reconciliation that the death of Jesus accomplishes allows us to receive newness of life. The newness of life that comes from the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. That new life comes to each of us at our baptisms. Our baptism makes us a brother or sister of Jesus and a son or daughter of God, so that we can partake in the divine life. And we call that divine life grace. When grace is alive in our souls, we are living temples, living stones in God's temple. So much more than a prediction of future events, Jesus is predicting a time when God will draw so close to us, he will be in our very souls. You may know that at the 11 o'clock Mass this morning, the Archbishop is coming to install me formally as pastor of St. Mark Parish. And I think all of us are aware that we're living in some difficult times for our church community. There's ongoing scandal and declining practice of faith in our culture. There are sobering statistics out there that for every one person who comes in the door of the church through RCIA, six people leave. It's said that the decision to leave the faith is usually made these days in middle school. We see around the nation closing of parishes and realigning of parishes and all those things that disturb us deeply. And when we dwell on these events, we may be tempted to just kind of throw up our hands and walk away. Of course, every age has a tendency to think of itself as the worst time ever. The church has arguably faced difficulties much worse than the ones we face today. But the difficulties that we face call for a response. One thing you might not know about me is that I am a big fan of the Lord of the Rings, the book and the movies that came out a few years ago. If you're not familiar, It's the epic story of a young hobbit, a mythical creature whose name is Frodo. And he goes on a quest to quite literally save the world. And he's accompanied by other characters along the way, one of which is a magical wizard named Gandalf. And at a particularly dark moment, when they are literally underground, not sure where to go, what path to take, everything seems to be hopeless. Frodo says, "I wish it need not have happened in my time." And Gandalf, the wizard, replies rather sagely. He says, "And so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us." What to do with the time that is given to us? What is God calling St. Mark Parish to do in response to the times that have been given to us? To respond to the difficulties and challenges and opportunities that we face. The first thing I think God wants us to do, the first and most important thing, is to maintain a firm faith in Jesus, in his abiding presence in the church, in her sacraments, and her teaching. If we try to respond to the times that have been given to us by looking for saviors elsewhere, we're going to be worse off than we are right now. Jesus is the Savior, the way, the truth, and the life. And secondly, I do believe God is calling us to respond here at St. Mark by becoming a place of belonging, a place where people feel the love of God for them through us. When we feel like we belong, we are more open to believing in the gospel in all of its fullness, in its challenges, and in its comforts. And through that process of becoming and believing, God makes us into who he wants us to be, disciples, people who are falling more and more in love with him. What do we do with the time that is given to us? We don't give up, but we recommit to the mission of the church, which is to go and make disciples. So Jesus says in the gospel today that there will be all kinds of signs and wonders in the sky. Nation will rise against nation, natural disaster, and other calamities. And he says, "Do not give up faith in me." He tells us by our perseverance, we will secure our lives. So too our church, our parish, made up of living stones, we have to remain faithful to Jesus. And it is through that faithfulness that God will transform us, will transform our world. It's through that faithfulness that our parish will become a place of refuge where God touches each and every life.